Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And again, I am your host, Lauren, and this is Goals with Soul. And this is another weekly inspirational episode of Witchy Wellness. And just like the title says, we are talking about goals and readdressing or maybe even redoing completely our yearly New Year's resolutions from way back in January. It's mid-year already, if you can believe it. It is June. And I really love to do this mid-year because you kind of get to see, you know, how you created your goals beginning of the year, but why did you create them? And I walk you through how do you want to feel with these goals at that end result and how you can feel that way today. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this. It's a very helpful but hopeful episode for today's weekly inspirational show. But before we jump into that, I wanted to remind you guys that my new course, Anxious to Align, is coming out next month in July. I'm so excited. This is a labor of love. I have heard from so many women, and myself included, to be honest. Speaking of Goals with Soul, we just feel like we're on this hamster wheel, never-ending cycle of just overwhelm and procrastination, even though we feel like we're doing all the things, right? We're still stuck on this like over analyzing everything, analysis paralysis, instead of being able to take that action and turning those fears into freedom so that we can finally live the life that we deserve. I was able to crack the code and turn this exhausting and draining anxiety, because it is, into focused, confident action that helps me find peace of mind even in the present moment. And this course is super simple. I gave you guys the exact step-by-step process that I wish I had over the past decade of trying to piecemeal all of this together so that you can turn your own fear into freedom and rise up and truly live your best life that you are meant to live. If you guys are interested in learning more, head over to the show notes and sign up for the VIP waitlist, because not only will you get first access, you will also get 20% off early bird discount just for being on the list. I want to make sure my witchy wellness peeps are taken care of. So head over to the show notes and sign up today. And without further ado, please enjoy this beautiful weekly inspirational episode, Goals with Soul. Goals with Soul. If you guys can believe it, it's already halfway through this year. And today we're going to take a minute to check in on your goals for this year. Did you make goals at the beginning of the year? Do you always fall short or give up days, maybe weeks in? So take a few minutes and think about what those intentions and those goals were way at the beginning of the year in January. How are you meeting those goals already? Because I bet you already are. And how are you not meeting your goals, or what are you doing that's preventing you from meeting them? And if you're anything like me, you need to figure out why you want to do something. And that's where this title comes in, Goals with Soul. When we can figure out why we want to do something, the emotion, the feeling behind it all, the how gets so much easier. So, how can we figure out your goals with soul. Think about where you want to be, who you want to be, maybe an end goal. And when you already have that, whether it's a bank account, a relationship, health, how do you want to feel when you get there? How does it feel when you already have it? And how can you add those feelings into your day-to-day today? Every minute, every hour. Now, you might be thinking this is a little too easy, but it is. The one thing is that this will help you reach those goals, but most importantly, you will feel like you already reached it today without the end result, without it manifesting in the flesh yet, where we can be present and grateful for what already is, yet still wanting more, still eager for more. And that, my dear, is a magical place to live in, because we can be present and in gratitude for what we want, for what we feel like. That is when the manifestation happens. Feeling grateful is the ultimate state of receivership, because when you're grateful for something, it means that you are thankful for something that you already have. In the universe and law of attraction works in emotions. So go back through your New Year's resolutions, or maybe a new one. And how can you incorporate goals with soul today? And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.